Warm welcome and big hug to everyone tuning in. Hopefully you have something surprising and exciting planned for the rest of your day following the podcast. And may the topic at hand get you to think about things in your own light, in your own way, with your own soul. So today I realized more and more how much people tend to look to others for milestones they set for themselves, for the way they approach things, for anything. And if we think about our origins, we were raised by other individuals and we were shown the way, right? Our parents took care of us, or our guardians, someone took care of helping us to at least be able to eat and get to school, and hopefully there's a good scenario, healthy family relationships and all that. But there are different types of circumstances, right? However, whoever it is that is in charge of getting us to a certain place for the time that we're unable to do so on our own, they guide us, and their guidance is what we look to as a measure of, maybe you want to say, success or failure. I don't believe in either one. I believe in it in our own hearts. And that's what I'm trying to get at with the topic, is that a lot of people actually, in their heart of hearts, maybe they think they don't care, or maybe they think that they're setting their own milestones, but the level to which they feel satisfied of those milestones, or anyways, if they really are even milestones they want, depends. There's a lot of what I call inconsistencies when someone shares with me a milestone they've reached, but there isn't the excitement in their eyes, or there seems to be a rush to reach that next milestone. And it's not a bad or good thing, but it's just seeing the level of appreciation, the depth that that milestone encountered with the person. And then I observe our environment, right? So again, we tend to watch and observe, and we're part of something. So awareness of ourselves requires effort, in the sense that it isn't something we are just yet inclined to do. Or if we are, we're starting, or maybe you're already way beyond in your journey, which is awesome. So you have all, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to awareness, right? I never know who exactly and at what place you are who's listening and tuning in. But when I talk about setting our own milestones, it means to be aware and ask yourself, you know, do you have a to-do list or an image in your mind or something you think is a milestone, but are you sure it's part of your heart? Are you sure it's part of you and not something that you were shown and something that you learned or acquired as it's supposed to be? Have you thought about it? Because that, again, and I've talked about the overthinking or the going in depth, there is a tendency for at least part of our society to say, oh, things are just as they are, no need to explore, as if exploring means complicating something, which, again, it's our perspective. But there's nothing complicated about exploring. It's that learning mindset, that wanting to inspire and be more because you know and feel you can, for you, inner growth, because there's so many parts to us, and therefore there's depth. Anything holistic, even holistic businesses, in the sense of 360 degrees, having all of that, that is what will allow you to know something. An expert knows by exploring. Hence, how do we know ourselves? Through exploration. And so when you set your milestones, just check in with that heart of yours and ask questions. Why is it a milestone for me? Try to be objective and notice if someone else has told you it's a milestone you want to achieve. But if there are mixed feelings in your heart, that means there are more questions you should ask and have answers, or find answers, and you'll find that sweet spot, your milestone. Looking forward to hearing about your experiences, so call on in or find me on Twitter.